So this piece is called Mobile Homestead. And it's pretty much that. You do not have to work hard to picture it, because you've seen this house a million times in suburban cul-de-sacs. It's just a one-story ranch with white siding, neat trim, and a porch. Except this house is in the backyard of the Museum of Contemporary Art Detroit, or MOCAD.
It just doesn't seem to belong with a hospital behind it and MOCAD next to it and big buildings across the street.
This is Marcia Miro. She's with the Museum of Contemporary Art Detroit. And this week, probably a big chunk of her job is just explaining, why is this art exactly? Basically, for her, it comes down to two words.
Mike Kelly.
Mike Kelly was an artist who grew up in Michigan. He moved out to L.A., and he became this world-renowned artist. Pick a superlative, and Mike Kelly has been called it. Most significant artist of the last 25 years. The inspiration for modern art. Last year, at the age of 57, Kelly took his own life. But he was already working on this final piece, this house. Meyer says it is almost an exact replica of his childhood home in Westland, Michigan.
So he's paying homage to the suburban houses we all grew up in and hallowing them and saying, you know, these houses had a lot in them. They weren't just facades that kind of all look the same. It may not be the greatest piece of architecture, but it represents so many lives.
So when you first come into this piece, this house, it is supposed to feel familiar, cozy, nostalgic. But Kelly also had some twisted feelings about his childhood in Michigan. Here he is in a 2004 interview. The sound is not great, but you can hear him say that he came out of a blue-collar family and that they hated art.
They hated intellectuals. And the counterculture was my escape from basically a factory town.
That darkness and resentment is also a part of this piece. Myro says the entire basement of the house is a creepy, closed-off maze. You actually cannot go down there, though. It's literally blocked from public eyes as kind of a statement.
He thought people on the surface could appear to be very civic-minded and want to do good, but underneath they have all kinds of hostile feelings or, you know, personal difficulties that they're hiding underneath.
But ultimately, what makes this house art, as opposed to just a ranch house in Midtown? For Myro, the answer is easy.
In art, if an artist says it's art, then it's art. And it's basically as simple as that.
You can go see for yourself. The exhibit opens tonight. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.